A Boeing with bunks. I have bunks on my airplane, so we get to take it like a 2-hour nap on during the flight.
Dang. Yeah,
I get paid for that.
By yourself?
No, there's always other people. Everybody knows I like to be the big spoon.
You get paid to sleep around.
You want to start it?
I'll stand by passengers. See me at the podium. Your seat is empty.
Non-Rev Lounge is a travel and aviation podcast. Monique, Laura, and Tyler are three friends that work for a major airline as gate agent, flight attendant, and ramp worker. During this podcast, they will discuss using their flight benefits to travel the world, as well as talk about things that happen at work. They have guests on almost every week to share their travels and stories, leaving tips on the best places to travel and things to do. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Non-Rev Lounge. I'm Laura.
I'm Monique.
And I'm Tyler.
Welcome back, everyone. Anything new or exciting happening?
Are you excited to be back?
Yeah. I always have fun coming to Laura's house.
Yeah, me too.
I do too.
Did you hear about Laura being a little frustrated, though?
What? Again?
Yeah, she swore at someone. What? Did you swear at him, or was it more?
Oh, this is like 18 Lima or something.
Oh, you mean when I...
Day 2 syndrome. What happened?
Oh, so bad. Okay, so we take off.
Everyone thinks you're so nice, but you're not real nice when you're flying. All the time.
Day two.
Day one, she's fantastic.
If you get her come back from London, it's sketchy.
Happened? Day one, I'm an all-star.
But you said your whole crew backed you up. So what happened?
So I'm flying with my cartel. And we took off and we're all in the back and we're setting up the carts for service. 100% full. And the call bell rings. We're like, oh, what's that? So I go, I got this one. So I went up there and this guy's sitting in 18 and he goes, yeah, I'll have a double Woodford on rocks. I go, okay, this is how this works.
So he was in the back section.
Yes.
He wasn't in premium or no. In business. He's in your back. Okay.
Yeah. He is in a main cabin extra seat though.
He was.
Was he downgraded?
No. Okay. No, he goes, I'll have a, like,
as if it's a like restaurant, a room service or something. Yeah.
I'll have a double Woodford on the rocks. Okay, let me tell you how this works. I go, we come out, we bring out a cart, and we ask everybody, we start at the front, we ask everybody what they want to drink, then we get to you, and then you say to me, I'll have a double Woodford. I will then say to you, oh, we only serve one at a time, and then I'll serve you, and then I'll move on. That's how this works. He goes, oh, okay. I go in the back. I go, oh, 18D just got a taste of day 2 syndrome. I just couldn't believe it was just the weirdest thing to ring your call button and ask for a drink when before service had started, you know?
So he wasn't handsome.
Oh, he's kind of cute, actually.
Were you on the ground or in the air?
We were in the air. We just took off.
You were taking off, but still, he was like, I'm ready for that.
Yeah, he's ready for his double Woodford.
Okay.
He's like, I just took my Xanax. I'm ready to go.
And you know what? I was a big proponent of giving everybody a double in the beginning on the flights to London. I was really I thought that was, you know, enjoy your drink before dinner and all that. But I have discovered that it just starts like kind of a nightmare.
Oh, really?
And people just continue to drink. And then later on when like I'm in the bunks taking a nap, everybody else has to deal with my drunk passengers. So now I succumb to everybody going, Laura, no more doubles.
Well, going, you probably serve them and then they go to sleep, right?
Well, they keep continue to drink. It's the weirdest thing. It's like they got the vacation mentality going.
You won't get the money's worth.
Yeah, and it's free, you know, going to Europe. Everything's free.
Everything.
No. Bebida-wise, drink-wise.
So how was he afterwards?
Oh, he was fine. And then when I got to him, well, it was funny because Shelley got to him first. And so I said, there he is. And so then she just made his drink right away and just handed it to him. Didn't ask him what he wanted. And he goes, oh, thank you.
So do you think that he didn't know?
How could you not know?
Or was he just like, I'm going to shoot my shot and maybe I'll get it. Like maybe he'll get someone that'll be like, okay, I'll just go get it.
Do you think that's what it was? Huh?
Because I've learned like if you ask for a can, then a lot of times they'll give you a can, but sometimes they don't prefer that. So, but if you ask for it, if I just ask, maybe I'll get it.
That's true.
Did he have elite status?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did look.
Did he ask to tour the bunk?
No. You know, before we take off, when I'm on the crew van, I look at the seat map to see where my EPs are and the concierge keys, you know, so I could go up and say hi.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I knew he wasn't an EP.
So, you were internally mad, but you did work.
No, I didn't show any. Oh, okay. I guess I didn't show
I was waiting for a story where you were like.
But, I mean, for me to say, okay, hey, let me tell you how this goes.
No, that's good. I like that.
Everything's a service. There's 200, and I do this. I go, there's 276 of you. So this is how we have to do it.
So do you know your seat doesn't recline like full? Like you're just in the back.
I don't understand why you don't know how service works.
Could it have been his first flight?
No, he wouldn't be that like
assertive to actually know.
He even knew it was Woodford. I mean, of course, it's on the little screen in front of them. I see a lot of people looking through the menu on the screen. I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I think he's just like, I'll try. Like, maybe someone has given to him. He's asked and he's got it for us. I was like, try it again. Next time he'll ask for more.
Yeah. It was funny because I had two guys that I had on my flight over to London last week. They were on my flight this week coming home. And the one got on the board the plane and I was standing at the door again saying hello. And he just stood there and stared at me. He goes, hi. Because I'd been over serving them on the way over to London.
He was like, oh, he was like, it's happening.
He was so excited to see me. He just stood there and said, hi. And I go, oh, hi.
Did you recognize him?
I did. He's cute.
Would you recognize like random passengers that are cool? I guess you spend a little more time with them.
I do spend a little more time with them.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No, did I tell you the story once of accidentally giving a driver's license to the wrong guy?
Was he the same like race at least? Or?
Yeah, he was white, but I looked at it and it looked close enough. And so I was like, oh, here's your driver's license. And he looks at me and he goes, this isn't me. And I was like, oops, sorry. Oops. And then the real guy was standing there and I was like, I think this one's yours.
Oops.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce our guest?
Yeah. So this week we have Zachary, my son, with us today.
Hello.
Yeah, we've been trying to have Zach on for a long time.
We have.
A very long time.
Well, you were on in Chicago, right? Did you make it in that one?
Was it really? I don't remember.
No. I kind of was just in the background.
You were there.
Yeah.
The chatterbox to the left of me kind of talked the whole time, so I never got a chance to talk.
Oops.
That wasn't me, right?
No, it was Monique.
Once I get going, I can't shut up.
It's definitely known of you that you're just talk to everyone all the time.
Well, Zach is coming to us from Chicago, where he is on a scholarship, a football scholarship up at Lake Forest.
Thank you. Yeah. Not anymore, though, because I'm done playing football.
Oh, you're finished?
So, yeah, just there for academics now.
Oh, look at you. What are you studying?
Environmental studies.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it was really nice to have the benefits, like the flight benefits, because mm-hmm. we could go out and see a couple games a year. So that was nice to mm-hmm. be able to get out and do that.
But now that he's not playing, are you like, we're not coming to see you anymore?
Yeah, it's too cold. Now fall break is open, it's free game.
How old are you now, Zach?
I'm 21.
So you have a couple more years. How long have you had benefits? So how long?
2 years now.
2 years. And you've got a couple more to go, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how has things changed with getting the benefits? Because like my kids have grown up with them. So all of a sudden you went from none to...
Well, living in Colorado before we went to Arizona, my mom's whole family was in California, so we would drive every time. Yeah. 16-hour drive, excuse me.
Yeah.
And so I didn't grow up with this, so getting it has been insane. And luckily I got it because it's been so much easier getting back and forth from school.
Yeah.
That's why you're home for spring break?
Yeah. Yeah, and well, it's not even the first time I've been back this semester. It's actually the third time I've been back this semester.
Love that. Love that.
Well, remember, one of the first times that as a family we drove to California, they made it seem like it was nothing, right? Like they were all excited that just that's how they traveled. And I was like, this is terrible. Trying to like be positive. And I was like, just count down. I was like, I can't wait till like we can get on a plane. And then the last time we went over Christmas, and flights were filling up. And so just kind of stress-wise, I was like, I think we should just drive. Even I was the one that was like, we should just drive. And I think Zachary gets emails of when we get seat assignments.
Yeah.
And he had got a seat assignment because I hadn't canceled that mm-hmm. listing yet. And he's like, I thought you said we were going to get on this flight. And I was like, oh, crap.
But I'm pretty sure I was the only one that got
it was
one.
Something like, yeah. Because Hayden was even like, I'll just fly by myself then. Like, I don't need to be in the car. We're like, we're doing this as a family.
Or yeah, the first time you guys drove, and I was like, why are you guys driving?
Yeah, so now even like a 5-6 hour drive is too much. They've learned. Well, do you remember? I think it was one of the times we drove to California. We had a roof topper for luggage in it.
Yeah, and it started raining.
And it rained.
And it rained so bad that it soaked the entire roof topper, and the water followed...
Like the ropes, the cables.
The ropes inside of the car and started drenching the whole inside of the car as well. So we had to get all of my pairs of socks. It was like 10 pairs of socks and wrap the socks individually around each strand to try to soak up the water so it wouldn't get us wet.
That was bad.
So. Is that one of those core memories you talk about?
It was one where I was up front being like, I'm glad I'm not in the back. They were handling it actually really well for how bad it was, but also going like, we need to be on a plane. Like,
they're great kids. That's why they were handling it.
Yes.
No, probably her core memory is the drive back. Not a core memory for her, probably for Hayden and Allie Jo, because Monique is a little daredevil on the road. We'll just say that. And we were driving the van, which is a little top heavy. And Hayden and Allie Jo are a little scared sometimes. And Monique was speed racer out there.
There was once where the
car... Look at you, Johnny Quest.
All of a sudden, they were just stopped. And I had to swerve over, like, in the extra space.
The extra median. The extra lane.
Yeah. I had to go over there and slam on my brakes. And Hayden literally fell out of her chair and slid under my chair. That's how bad
We're also going against California drivers. And California drivers are crazy.
Well, your van is fine, Tyler.
Your van is fine,
Tyler. Your girl's not so much.
All of a sudden, Hayden was like, I'm stuck.
Yeah, no, Hayden and Allie Jo have been in a fair share of brake checks.
So, with having benefits this last year, you got a passport and we were able to go.
You got your passport. That's
your
right.
First international
Congratulations.
Flight.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I got my passport actually probably a year ago, exactly. Because last spring break, we were supposed to go to Amsterdam. And then we ended up not going to Amsterdam. We ended up going to Universal for like Super Mario Bros. Land, which was also amazing. So I got to use my passport for the first time for Paris this Christmas.
Well, let's talk about Paris.
First of all, the lay flat seats are amazing. You know, once you go on those, you never want to actually sit straight up on a plane ever again.
Look, it's making me tear up. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, it was
I'm
great.
I'm so happy you got that. Great.
Yeah, and you know, they gave me this when we first got on. It was an early morning flight, wasn't it, when we were going there? Or was it on the way back, it was early morning?
Coming back was early morning.
Coming back was early morning. And, you know, she was like, do you want some champagne? And I was like, heck yeah, I want some champagne. You know, we're on a business class. Like, I'll do some champagne. She gave me in this small glass. So I took it like a shot. And I guess it wasn't a shot. I guess you're supposed to sip on those things. Because she came back and was like, how's the champagne? I was like, oh, it's gone. And she was like, oh. Okay, do you want another one? Like, what's
going on? Oh, that was nice. She offered you another one.
It's like, I'll just take a mimosa. And so it was an amazing experience. Actually, laying completely flat was nuts.
Yeah, it's.
Did you like that blanket? That's a yes. Casper blanket.
I did enjoy the blanket. I tried to keep it, but.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't able to.
I'll get you one.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I feel like everyone knows like how hard I tried. Like multiple times to try to get the family in those good seats.
Yes.
And it just kept like not working because the Christmas before we'd went to New York and half of the idea was getting the seats.
Yeah.
One of the ways. And then it ended up like we had a split and everyone was taking separate flights going home. But so it finally worked out. We were able to do it from San Francisco to New York. We got the 21Ts.
So you got the layouts on there too.
Yeah. And then we got it from New York over to Paris. But how was it getting your first stamp in your passport?
Oh, also cool. At first, they didn't stamp it.
What?
And I was like, what's going on here? All right, this is like one of the main reasons you visit another country is to get that stamp on there. And then he finally stamped it, and it was very exciting. It was much easier than I thought it was going to be. Well, actually, at first, it was our mistake. One of the flight attendants gave us these passes like these. Forgot what the name was, but these passes for us to get back, like a separate line. Like if you had these passes, you could get, it's like a fast pass at like Disneyland or something like that. Uh-huh. And we accidentally used them getting into France.
Oh.
And the funny thing was that line was longer than just the U.S. pass. So we're waiting like 20 minutes in this line to get in the fast pass. And this guy comes over and he's like, are you guys like, you guys have U.S. passports? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, come over here. And so we walked over there with him, and nobody was in the U.S. passport line.
Yeah, we were like, we want those passes back.
Yeah, but no, we weren't able to get them back. But yeah, it was very easy, and luckily I got the global entry card as well, so I was able to just...
global too?
Yeah, but I still need to get the girls hooked up with
that. Look at this.
Yeah. So I was able to just walk straight through.
Oh, that's great. Nice. And did you feel like you were in a foreign country at that point?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, I'm not gonna lie, Paris kinda seemed like New York. Like going to Paris after going to New York, it was definitely seemed like Europe's New York. Granted, I haven't been anywhere else in Europe, but like the way buildings like looked, the way the city was like organized, mm-hmm. it definitely felt like a New York City. But then as you go and see the actual buildings and like the museum, like the Louvre or any of that, like you could definitely tell you were in Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, so we didn't actually get to go in the Louvre because it was Christmas Day.
Oh, that's right.
But we still got to see. They have like a little glass area where you can kind of look down and kind of see a little bit into it.
The triangle part.
And then, yeah, got our pictures up top with that. So that was fun. And we did the whole bus tour around. And
and then the flight attendant gave you a gift.
I don't know if she gave it to you, but she gave
I'm sure she gave someone it to Zach. I'm sure she gave it to Zach.
Someone in our party ended up with a bag of, what, about 30 shooters?
Minis.
Or minis. Oh, yes, that was me.
See?
Yes, see? That was me. I was confused at first, but yes.
So then you guys went to the Eiffel Tower. Was that at night?
Yeah.
Or dusk?
It was kind of like a full day. Like we were there probably for, we were on a tour
Whole
day. And then I'd say during our tour, the part where we were at the Eiffel Tower was probably about 2.5 to 3.5 hours. So we got a good part throughout the day, sunset, and then nighttime, which was unbelievable. It was great.
Yeah, because I knew we wanted to see it at night because we knew it kind of like lit up and sparkled. So we went and had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to find a bathroom.
Well, I had dinner. None of them had dinner.
Yeah. I heard you kind of ate your way through Paris.
I did. It was great.
Good. Well, that's good.
I feel like that's what you should do. Yeah.
I do.
Well, and this family, spaghetti is really big.
Yeah, we usually do spaghetti on Christmas Day.
Oh, and I think that's cool.
So we didn't have that. So when we were trying to find bathrooms, because there aren't a lot of public bathrooms there, and if they are, they're in the subway system, then they were disgusting. So
it crawls
we're
back
sitting
up
there, and they're like, you can't go to the bathroom unless you get something. So we're getting drinks. Matter of fact, I got a porn star martini.
Oh, good.
It was delicious.
Fantastic. And then I was looking at the menu just to get like something small, and I saw spaghetti, so I ordered a plate of spaghetti, and nobody, I was thinking, you know, everybody else would help me out, eat a little bit of it, because I wasn't as hungry as I should have been, but nobody else really wanted to eat it with me, so I asked the guy for a to-go box, and he was like, nope, you finished that, big boy, and I was like, yes, sir, my bad. So I had to finish the spaghetti, but it was good. Oh.
Did it taste like our spaghetti?
No, definitely healthier.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everything there, you can definitely tell, like, it's made of, like, real stuff.
So my son, Drew, sends me things all the time that, like, Heinz ketchup in the UK versus Heinz ketchup here.
Yeah, insane. And,
yeah.
Is it just, like, the amount
list
of ingredients?
Is, like, tripled.
Yeah. High fructose corn syrup, all that.
Dyes, different things like that.
Jeez.
Red 40.
Paraben, whatever that is.
Yeah. Did you get leaf hot seeds on the way back? I'm trying to remember.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we had went from Paris to London and spent the night.
That's right.
To make sure that we could get it.
I was going to say, if not, I wanted to know the contrast because that's a big one. Once you get Leifat's one way and then in the back, you're like, oh, this is the worst.
Did you guys get him back to Phoenix? I can't remember.
No, we went to Dallas.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and so that Dallas to Phoenix was not bad at all.
Okay, good. Zach, I want to know what... Because Monique, in a loving way, was telling us that you ate your way through Paris. Can you tell me what you liked, what you ate was the best, other than the spaghetti? Only because that's a traditional.
The funny thing is, honestly, the best food that we might have gotten was either Burger King or McDonald's, which was...
Really?
Which was almost solely because I tried like their desserts or the exclusive stuff they have there. And obviously... I had better macaroons at a different dessert shop, but the McDonald's had like these macaroons, these raspberry macaroons that we had for breakfast in the morning that I was surprisingly were fantastic. But the best thing that we had was honestly the spaghetti was definitely the better thing that we had. I'm not that big of a fan of wine, but when we were at the Eiffel Tower, they had like hot wine and stuff like that, and that was good as well.
Glue wine.
Yeah, because they had a little Christmas market.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was very pretty.
I'm really happy you got to go there.
Oh, me too. It was a dream come true. Definitely a check off of the bucket list for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that I think our moment as a family at the Eiffel Tower will be like a core memory for me.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you know O'Hare now so well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Terminal 3.
Uh-huh.
Terminal 3, I know, like the back of my hand. Terminal 5, I've had to go through quite a bit of times, and that's the worst.
Oh, why?
Because they're like trying to add onto it, and it's literally like every time I would do like a flight with Southwest, because the flights would fill up, I might have to go land in Terminal 5, and we'd land in like gate like M27. Which for some reason is literally a mile and a half walk, and they don't have the walking escalators.
Those are the mile markers.
And then each gate is literally in the hallway.
Oh,
and it's like back to back. So the hallway is like maybe 5 feet wide, and everybody's trying to get through it, and everybody's waiting to try to board on their plane in the line of the middle of the hallway. So it's just That's a rough weird. Area because it's not fully built yet. So I'm glad I continue to fly into Terminal 3 rather than Terminal 5, but...
You know what that's called when you fly on another carrier? It's called Zedding, because you're a Zed.
Yeah.
Zonal employee discount.
I did know that. I just didn't.
You're a Zed.
Wasn't too sure if I wanted to say it and then be wrong.
Terminal, you're never wrong.
Terminal 5 has the one priority pass in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Swissport Lounge, and I've heard it's the worst lounge in the world.
Yeah, it would make sense.
It's that just like a
Terminal
McDonald's
5 is, bad, yeah. is a rough terminal.
Because everyone online is always like, where's the lounge? And they go on, they're like, oh, yeah, it's bad.
Do you think our friend Kyle's going to be mad because we said Terminal 5 stinks? But he's probably going to say, oh, it does stink.
I've never been in 5, but I've heard that it's two parts. Well, you can tell, Zach, because you've been in it. There's actually a newer part that's actually really nice than there's the old part.
That's the newer part is the one that I usually fly into, and you have to walk through the old part, which is where the little hallway is.
Yeah. You're
scrunched together. Yeah. The new part's beautiful, but you have to walk a mile through the trenches to get to it.
Yeah, I've never been there, but our friend Nicole worked a bid there, and she hated her life for a while, having to go over there.
So. But she no longer works there, so that tells you something.
Yeah.
So on benefits, you've been able to fly to Paris, New York, California, up to Utah, and then we went up to Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those like stand out as?
I'd say if you're talking about standout, I'd say like a fun story that I had with one of them was recently when me and my friend Connor had to come down, well, not had to, got to come down to the Waste Management Phoenix Open, which was a blast. There was like -2 seats or something on this early flight. There was like three flights lined up. So either way, we were going to make it, but it's like a 5:41 a.m. flight. There's like -3 seats. There's like 7 people on the list. And me and Connor are 6 and 7 because he has a buddy pass with me.
Buddy pass.
Yeah. So his first time with a buddy pass, which was, it worked out well because for some reason, everybody got on the flight, including Connor and I, because they get all the standbys on. They're about to close the gate. And all of a sudden, one of the flight attendants gets a call. Not the flight attendants, the gate agent gets a call. And it's just like, I read her lips and it says like, oh, 2 of you, you guys can't come? Okay. And hangs up the phone and Connor and I are about to go ask for them to roll us over. And she's like, oh, Connor and Zach? And we're like, yeah. She was like, here you guys go. Here are your seats. Get on the plane. We're like, what? And they were actually like exit seats. They were like they were exit rows. So like they weren't bad at all. We both got aisles. Like it was great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Really crazy.
I love that story.
Yeah, because I, on my end, was a lot more stressed about it.
Yeah, probably not probably, but was the MVP of the trip for sure.
Well, because I was looking at like connecting flights and options, just because anytime you travel with a buddy pass coming in, like
it's so scary.
It's like Super Bowl and Waste Management.
Insane weekend to fly into Phoenix.
And you guys made it.
We did make it.
With a pass, buddy pass.
It was amazing. That reminds me, actually, last night, my friend Ethan, who does a bunch of non-rev standbys with me because his mom worked, got here. He texted me last night. He says, got to the airport for a zero-seat flight, with 8 rev standbys listed.
Oh.
And I'm 3rd on the non-rev list of 7. I think it's over, and I'm sitting at the gate realizing, wait, there could be a chance because all of the rev standbys have gone through. All of a sudden, he goes up to the gate because two couples in front of him get their tickets, and somebody comes sprinting over who had paid for his ticket, and there's no seats left. And then all of a sudden, somebody was like, I can't go on the flight, and just got off the plane. Oh, and without even giving him a board pass, like the gated agent was like, just go, find the open seat, get on, we got to go, and like close the door.
Wow. That's crazy.
So he like didn't even get on with the boarding pass. He was just up there trying to see what was going on, and she was like, go.
All of a sudden, it turned into like a Southwest experience where he's like just looking for the open seat.
Yeah.
Well, you had something similar like that. We had to fly you through Orange County to get home.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember there was a couple.
Oh, he went from Chicago to Orange County?
We flew to Orange County and then sat for a couple hours trying to make flights.
Oh, yes. Oh.
And then trying to get into Chicago. But there was a gentleman, I think he left his phone at security. So he got off the plane. And then when he got back, something with like timing, his wife then, I don't remember the whole story, but I remember, yeah, like the flight had been closed. Like it was done. And they let someone back off and Zach was still standing.
Yeah, so basically he came back and they closed the doors and we're about to leave. And the wife and his bags and everything were on the plane.
Oh.
And he was like, you either get my wife off that plane or you get me on the plane. Like, you can't separate us. And so they were like, okay, we'll take your wife off the plane then. And so they went and got the wife and she got off the plane and me and another non-rev standby guy got to get on the plane.
I love that.
There's so many times that just being there, like, you never know.
Yeah, don't leave the gate.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, I think every time I've tried to go, it's been successful, minus like the one rare time. And it was like one of the very first times. But that was a day that wasn't handled very well because like they kept postponing my flight for like 8 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually just canceled it fully. So I was at the airport for like 8 to 9 hours. So, but other than that, it was, I don't think there's been a.
He has great non-rev luck.
Very, very.
And he probably is the best out of the three, I would say as well. I don't know if it's just like, because the most he's done it, but he's the most calm and just like, yeah, mm-hmm. takes in stride. So Zach, you have what, another 3 years with benefits. Let's hear some of your like bucket list of places you want to make sure you hit before you lose your wings.
Please go far.
Yuma.
Well, I obviously, Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Tokyo is a dream. I don't know if it's more so because I've recently gotten to like anime and different things like that, but or it's just Japan is amazing. Amsterdam would obviously be cool because I kind of got a little blue-balled when I was supposed to go there and then I didn't. So that's kind of like a thing that I would want to do. And then, honestly, like, never been to Florida, so I'm going to say Florida would be one of the other ones.
I like the way he put those in order.
Yeah, those are good places. Mm-hmm. So just no Florida in July or August.
No, I hate humidity, so I will stay away from.
And March is tough.
Yeah, spring break. Yeah. I would probably stay away from that as well.
But there's some good shoulder seasons.
But March would be great to go to the other two places because, what, Amsterdam's going to have their tulips?
Is that what they do
right now? That April-ish, and then the cherry blossoms are happening in Japan.
I think I want to do a trip sometime in the summer because I work at the Deer Path Inn in Chicago, and I get 50% off of all rooms nationwide with our hotels.
Nice.
And we have like 11 locations in South Carolina, like 3 in North Carolina, 4 in California, like 5 in Tennessee, 2 in Florida. And so, like, those would be, like, $120 a night at, like, 4 to 5-star hotels.
Yeah, this place is swanky. Yeah, it's very nice.
So, I would like to do one of those and, like, stay at the one. Because there's one in Tennessee at Suwanee, and there's TPSC. I don't know how you pronounce it, but Suwanee, I believe it's what it's called. And it's, like, on the golf course. And, like, in one of the packages, the employee packages, is, like, you get access to the golf course. So, I don't know. Me and my girlfriend will go on a trip this summer.
So you golf?
I might try.
Oh, I
try my best.
I think it's time to start.
I started this last summer. My boy Connor, who I went to the Waste Management Phoenix Open with, got me into it, and I broke 100 for the first time a couple months ago, and for the first time in a couple months, touched a club. and forgot how to swing like completely the first four holes. It was rough.
I feel like you're a natural athlete.
Is 100 good?
For amateur golfers, yeah. I mean, okay. any score like below 120, I think is okay. But like if you do anything below 100, like you're decent at golf. Like Connor, I'd say is the best Connor's ever shot is probably like 84, which on a normal course is only like 12 over. So like,
that's good.
It's pretty good.
That's good. Okay.
Well, we support you getting hotel jobs too.
That's totally do.
I don't want to talk to you about that.
Well, for all friends and family get 25% off.
Oh, nice.
Of anything that I get as well. So it's a great company, actually. The benefits, like if you work there full time, are insane. You get health insurance, dental, every single thing on top of it, even if you're just a lowly bellman or a valet guy like I am. So,
well, that's huge, yeah. Just benefits in itself.
How's it going to be once you lose your benefits and you have to buy your first airline ticket after having them for a handful of years?
It's going to be a rough day. I'm probably going to cry. I'll probably cry in the airport bathroom for 30 minutes before I get on my flight.
Is it 26 or 24?
24. It's literally like as soon as their birthday, it turns like 12:01 of their birthday, they don't have benefits.
Well, isn't there even like a couple of years before then where you have to be in college or something, or you get some discount if you're a student?
Yeah. So like Allie Jo has to, I do like the imputed taxes on her.
Okay.
But since he's a student, it's not.
Okay.
He's looked at like the same as like levels like a spouse. And I think Hayden, since she was already a student, will be like grandfathered into it.
Are you going to be the guy as soon as, once you pay for your ticket, you're like, I want to get my money's worth. As soon as you take off, you're going to hit that ring bell and say, I want
a triple Woodford on the rocks, please. Yeah.
You're like, if it was you, I'd give it to you.
Oh. And Laura said, I can have it. So. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? He'd come on with a bag of candy.
I've learned.
Okay, yeah.
I've learned to go. On this last one, I didn't go because there was 50 seats open. But you know, if there's five seats open. Chocolate's coming through. Yeah.
So, if you did have to get a job in the airlines, what would be like something you'd be interested? Is there anything that would, or what would be the easiest job?
Gate agent for sure.
The easiest would probably be gate agent, or like maybe even like just. Does TSA get flight benefits?
Why they hate us.
But you get free donuts if you ask the people.
Oh.
Right?
I'd probably go gate agent. Like, if I wanted to actually, like, just do it for benefits, I'd probably go gate agent.
Are you a people person or are you like Monique?
Oh, no, he's a people person.
I could definitely do a flight attendant, but I don't think I'd want to be on a plane for that long.
Well, if they're element that long, they get to sleep in bunks.
That is true. And I get to stand more than sit, so. Yeah, I would probably go with a gate agent.
They'd hire you in a heartbeat if you did.
That's just like, he's too handsome to be a gate agent.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be a flight attendant.
No, then they'd promote him. He'd become a gate agent, and they'd promote him to be like a manager. And then he'd say, I'm sorry, you're not getting on the flight. They'd be like, oh, okay.
He's so cute.
He's so cute, all right.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Finally.
Here are your side of things, Monique. Made it sound like you were a lot more sappy in Paris. Did you tell him about that?
No, sappy. Don't do that.
Oh, about the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I'd check off the bucket list.
Yeah.
But the funny thing, did she tell you what happened afterwards, after that moment?
No.
How you got drunk on warm minis?
What?
You did get drunk.
No, when I threw up.
Oh, you threw up? No, she did not tell
us
that.
We were taking shooters, like a little family shooters, and somebody in the family just decided to... keep gagging, and when I hear that, I don't like that. And I took the shooter, and I was fine. And all of a sudden, I hear constant gagging, and I'm like, "You need to." As soon as I would say stop, I threw up everywhere.
Well, and it was you were like, snap. You were better. Like as soon as it was.
Yeah,
out,
I felt much better.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. You can't go in flight.
That's all they do is they just shit in the back and shoot those warm shooters.
No, they just vomit everywhere. People vomit everywhere.
Yeah, it's been really fun to have you on, Zach.
I've really enjoyed it. Oh, and if you want to get a hold of us, you can reach us email at nonrevloungepodcast@gmail.com. Everyone, stay safe.
Bye.
This has been Non-Rev Lounge. This episode was sponsored by Staff Traveler, which is the number one app to get your non-rev loads.
It is used by over 700,000 people from all airlines the world over.
And built to make your non-rev trips easy and stress-free. Sign up now for free at stafftraveler.com/non-rev lounge.
All right, so we had the first part of the show, we had Zach on.
Monique's son.
So the second part, we have my son, Jake, on. Jake, has Jake been on the show before, or did we record with him?
I don't know if he's been, well, he's done a little bit. Because I know people liked his, he had a little piece of something.
So something in the end, yeah. Probably. Okay. So he's a couple years older now, because we've been doing the show for a couple years. So Jake's 8 years old. We talked about quite a bit when we fly around, because he's my little travel buddy, because he's old enough to sit in first class. So whenever I do my little cross the country trips in first class, he gets to come with us. Come with me.
I love that. I think that's awesome.
All right. So we have a couple questions with him. Thanks for being on the podcast, Jake. Are you ready?
Because you are a great little non-rever.
You've been non-reving longer than Zach has. You know that?
Yeah. You've been non-rev longer than Zach, Monique's son.
So what's your favorite part about traveling, Jake?
My favorite part about traveling is to like see new places and like countries and like do new things there.
Yeah, mine too. It's fun to go see new places.
I love when you see a movie and then you get to go to that place, or you've been somewhere and then all of a sudden you see a movie and that place is in it and you're like, I've been there. Yeah. I've been there.
Do you like it when the flight attendants come and give you a snack and a drink?
Yeah.
What kind of drink do you get?
I get like some apple juice.
Do you say apple juice with ice, or do you just say apple juice?
I just say, can I please have some apple juice?
Yeah.
And I tell him.
So do you think he likes the pretzels or the Biscoff more?
I'm going to say your pretzels.
Yep.
Disgusting pretzels.
Hey.
I like Biscoffs with a Bailey's coffee.
Well, it depends on what you're drinking. Yeah.
What do you like about Southwest, though? What kind of drink do you get there? What do they have?
Hot chocolate.
Do hot chocolate on their place?
Yes, they do. They rock.
It's because they have heart.
With potable water.
It's so hot, it kills it out.
Okay.
Jakey, what's your favorite place you've been to?
Cancun.
Oh, yeah. What did you like about that trip to Cancun?
I like Cancun because like that resort that I went to.
Did you like the water park or the food better?
Water park.
Yeah, you love
it. So what did the water park have that was so fun? Did they have slides?
Yeah, and they had this huge jump. And I used to be like, there is no way you're going to make me get on that. And then once I did it, I was like, again!
It was like cliff diving.
Yeah.
Was it high?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so brave. Mo is afraid of heights.
It's probably like 12 feet up.
That's high.
Yeah. But once he did it the first time, once he got over that fear, he just kept doing over and over and over and over.
I was the one, I think, that did just it him. The most.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
Did you?
You definitely did the most. I only did it a few times. You just kept doing it. So you had a great time doing that.
And you loved the food there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the one where they cooked the food right in front of you?
Remember, they cooked the rice and they made like the fire on them?
Yeah.
That's so fun.
What's it called?
Hibachi.
Hibachi, yeah.
Hibachi.
We wanted to go to that one twice. We liked that one so much because it's entertaining and good food.
Mm-hmm.
But then you liked the Christmas markets. What did you like at the Christmas markets?
I liked at the Christmas markets these like cookies. They have these like homemade marshmallows with like chocolate covered on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking after your mom and your friend Lara's. Those are our favorite too. Well,
Lara will bring some home sometimes. You'll buy them. And
if I find them, I'll bring them home.
We found them.
We did find them.
They're good.
Yeah. At the last minute.
Yeah.
We ask you, Jake, what's your favorite airport?
My favorite airport is LaGuardia.
Wow. Why is that one your favorite?
Because they have lots of fun things and stuff to do at the Sapphire Lounge.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, he liked that one. Because they had like a little kind of game room in there and food. So, yeah, he liked that lounge. I was like, you didn't like the Boston one better? Because he has to see the airplanes. And he's like, no, I like the game stuff.
I still need to go to both
of them. And they have like a pitcher booth where you can like get your pitcher like a booth in it.
Oh, that's cute.
And a pinball machine in it.
Or is it pinball or is it the...
That like pinball thing.
It was broken at the time, but yeah, I've got a pinball machine and a record player in this back room.
Fun.
It's a fun little game room in there, yeah. Did you see the fountain, the water fountain from
the ceiling? Oh, yeah, the water fountain inside the airport.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Uh-huh.
So it looked like the roof just had a hole and it was raining?
No.
So if you have to sit by yourself, does it bother you on a plane? Like the other day you had to sit in the middle seat by yourself. Are you okay with that? Are you a big enough boy, or does that make you nervous?
I'm fine sometimes. I'm usually fine.
Yeah. You do pretty good. And sometimes that's part of the way we fly though, huh? Sometimes that's all we can have. So we do it.
Well, even Allie Jo, she's 23. She gets stressed about it sometimes. So you're doing pretty good.
You came to my birthday in Los Angeles, remember? Wasn't that fun? You came to my birthday and we went to Proud Bird restaurant. We got to watch the airplanes.
Yeah. A Proud Bird.
Yeah. That was fun. I was glad. And you and I went home together. Lola sat with us, but
we were so tired on that last
flight. You were asleep.
And you fell asleep in the club.
In the lounge.
Katie fell asleep in the club, on the floor in the club. She was so tired. Jeez. She was the people they say. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good birthday. Everybody fell asleep. I mean, we were all tuckered out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they had a good time.
Can I tell them a story about what you said the other day? We're driving to past the Goodyear airport, and because we're going to a spring training game. So we just live down the street from the Goodyear airport. And Spirit.
Oh yeah. There's like lots of Spirit. And they said that, I was like, is that the hub of Spirit?
Is that the hub for Spirit?
Yeah. Spirit has returned a bunch of their planes to the leaser. And so they're parked out there, and there's a whole bunch of them. So Jake saw a bunch of planes and thought, is that the hub for them?
Smarty Tardy.
Yeah, because you know, if there's a lot of planes together, it's probably a hub. Just like seeing an American or Southwest or a Delta hub.
Yeah.
But I think it's good that he could recognize, first, they're Spirit planes.
Yeah.
And then second, that would mean probably a hub for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Last question. If you could have a job for an airline, what would you do? What's your favorite airline and what job would you do?
Either.
Would you be a flight attendant like Lara, a gate agent, a ramper, a pilot?
So I think I would be a flight attendant.
Okay.
And either United or Alaska.
Okay. Are those your favorite ones?
Yeah.
Does that pancake machine figure into what you were thinking?
Is that why you like Alaska? Because of the pancake machine? Yeah.
It is. I'm not even your aunt, but I know that about you.
Yeah.
Where's your dream destination? Where do you want to go? What do you always say? Take me to?
Paris,
yeah.
Oh.
We need to go. Not this summer, though, but we need time to go.
Do you know who's taking their son to Paris?
Emo's the good parent here.
And I've been waiting so long just to be out of the country.
Just the other day, he was like, we haven't left the country in a while. I said, I know. Our passports are not getting used.
Cancun. You left the country when you went to Cancun.
Yeah, Cancun's out of the country.
That's Mexico. He means
like recent. I know. He means
you mean like this month.
Unless, yeah. Yeah.
You are correct.
So.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being our guest.
You're a very good guest, Jake.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
All right. Bye, Jake.
Bye.
Bye, Jake.
But no, I still can't hear. Put it in a little bit more.
Oh.
I think, wiggle it around. Because I think you need to be more forceful. There, perfect.
Hear?
Oh, I can hear now. Wait, no. No. Yeah, I can hear. I can hear. Oh, perfect.
Turn my sound
off. We need to get it.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
It's affecting ours when...
Yeah, I can't.
See? The little one didn't work, so apparently the big one did.
The bigger, the better.
That's what you always preach. Right? Size matters.
There's one time in Colorado where my mom brake-checked Allie Jo. And Allie Jo, she's probably going to kill me if she hears this, but Allie Jo's, when we brake-checked, her whole face hit the seat in front.
Oh.
Her whole face of makeup was imprinted on the seat in front. I mean, I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. My mom thought it was the funniest thing. Hayden thought it was the funniest thing. Allie Jo didn't, though. Allie Jo did not think it was funny. But it was her entire face perfectly imprinted on the back of the seat.
Did you see her shirt today?
No, because nobody ever notices. Oh. I've been wearing this 6 months at the gym. Nobody noticed.
You've just been getting random pictures.
I haven't gotten any.
Send nudes.
It's a State 48 shirt. And you know, they sponsor different stores and stuff like that. Stores and events. And this one says, what does it say, Zach?
Send nudes.
Because it's from Fascinations. But nobody notices it. I wear it all the time at the gym. Nobody notices.
Should we get a picture and post it so people can look?
Have your DMs blow up. No, so Brenda the other day had a jet bridge actually jump up and it made contact with the door of the aircraft. And she was like, I better go do a P-test. Bye, guys. And they were like, no, don't. You don't have to do that. And she was like, no, I'll be out for 3 days. It made contact. I'm leaving. And they were like, get back here.
So what happened?
I think it went. I don't think it did any damage, but they had to come out and analyze, like, look at it and make sure.
The mechanics had
nothing actually happened. Yeah.
She just wanted 3 days off.
Well, she even took pictures. She was like, see, I told you it touched the aircraft.
Wow.